Welcome to Playmakers Talk Show, where business owners, professionals, and entrepreneurs gather to discover playmaking ideas for success. Your host is internationally recognized speaker, facilitator, and author, Steve Klein, who sits down with fascinating playmakers who have made themselves and their company successful. Steve will introduce you to CEOs and executives who discuss their playmaking path toward success. And now, it's time to meet this show's playmaker. Here's your host, Steve Klein.
Warren Buffett said, "Accounting is the language of business." Welcome to Playmakers Talk Show. I'm Steve Klein. In the studio today is a guest who, as a CPA, speaks the language of accounting very well. Today's Playmaker is Chairman of the Board of Directors of the North Dallas Chamber of Commerce. With us today is the CEO of one of the largest employee benefits businesses in the U.S. This great Playmaker is Scott Kirksey. Scott is CEO of Benefit Mall. Scott has been a part of the Benefit Mall family for more than 20 years and assumed the role of CEO in January 2018. Scott also served as Benefit Mall's president in addition to holding the position of Chief Financial Officer. Headquartered in Dallas, Benefit Mall partners with a network of 20,000 brokers and CPAs to deliver employee benefits and HR services to more than 140,000 small and medium-sized businesses. Benefit Mall leverages innovative technology backed by human expertise to deliver efficient, secure digital benefit solutions. Prior to joining Benefit Mall, Scott served as co-CFO and Vice President of Financial Planning and Reporting at Greyhound. He was part of the management team in 1995 that turned the company around from near bankruptcy. He was also instrumental in the successful sale of Greyhound to Laidlaw in April of 1999. Well, Scott, welcome to Playmakers Talk Show.
Thank you. Very pleased to be here, and thanks for having me.
Thank you for taking your time. Well, you received your BBA in accounting from Texas Tech University. How has that degree helped you as a CEO of the largest employee benefit firms in the United States?
I grew up in a farming and ranching family up in the Panhandle, and that was as far away as I could go and still get home to be able to work on weekends. I was focused initially on what types of studies had the highest rate of hire and the best compensation after graduation. And accounting was at the top of that list. Additionally, you know, I've always had an interest in business and in building companies, you know, having an opportunity to make more from what we have. So that then led me as I graduated. And by the way, I've never not had a job, even from a very young age. But the first paycheck I ever got was after I graduated from college. That's the joy of a farm boy. And I went to work for Arthur Young, then, now EY. And the thing that was the most enjoyable about it was it provided the opportunity to go to numerous clients and in different industries, different degrees of success, and through the process of an audit over a period of time, you learned a lot about the business, enjoyed that, and also learned a little about what made it successful or not successful, and developed an appreciation for whatever challenges they had, whether it was, you know, in their marketplace or financially or whatever. And it was great to kind of watch that progression over a number of years. But that really kind of cemented my interest in kind of bringing my natural acumen of fixing things and thinking of better ways to do things to the business world and through numerous other jobs, first with a series of ad agencies at a time when the advertising agency was going through a pretty significant transition in terms of how they actually earned their money and help them organize, help them get focused on that to their success. Then worked with a large PE firm and worked in operating roles as they would acquire a company. Then I would be part of a team that would go in and fill in for roles they didn't have or people that were retiring. And you know, occasionally would kind of be everything from, you know, the CFO to the CEO, but temporarily while we found somebody. So that was fun as well. And then as you mentioned earlier, went to Greyhound, and I was lucky enough to be a part of the team that was invited in after the board had fired the previous executive team, and it was in deep trouble. And within 4 years, we had effectively increased the stock price 1,000% and had it on very strong financial footing, and as you pointed out, Laidlaw purchased the company. Those experiences were all about looking at what we were, what we had, understanding what the clients expected, okay, and who they were. And so I was ready to go do the next thing. And unfortunately, in the process of a turnaround that you turn and then you sell the company, effectively, if you do your job well, you work yourself out of a job. So I found myself on the beach in the middle of 99 and spent a few months with wife and kids traveling around, and then came back, sat down in earnest to start finding my next job. And I must tell you, it was a very unusual time. That was the height of the dot-com. And I was recruited through numerous recruiting agencies and by numerous companies. And these were smart, smart people, Steve. Impressive careers, right? And so I loved spending time with them and trying to pick through what the secret of their business was. And the kind of the common thing during the dot-com era was eyeballs. You know, how many people are looking at your site? And here's how we're going to increase eyeballs, right? And I would come home, and of course that was all kind of exciting. And I would say to Joe, these are incredible people and great ideas, but I just don't see the sustainability of this as a business beyond getting a valuation, you know, that's big and then everybody goes home. And that's not really what I want to do. I mean, yeah, I'd love a big valuation and so on, but that wasn't where I wanted to spend my time. And stumbled across an opportunity at Benefit Mall. So I interviewed with the CEO, and I recall him mentioning, all of your references, your experience, all that's great, but you don't have any interest in, I mean, any experience at insurance. And I said, well, I'm a very quick learner. I mean, you know, I learned the bus company, I learned the hat business, I learned all these. And he goes, well, you know, it's kind of tricky. I said, tricky's good. I can work out tricky. And at some point near the end of the interview, he noticed that he and I were wearing the same watch. And he said, you know, do you know how to change the time on this? And I said, well, yes, I do. And he goes, well, good. And this is mid-November, and the time has changed, and he's been on the wrong time. So I took his watch, changed the time, gave it back, and he extremely pleased at that. And I'm convinced that was, you know, one of the things that helped me get the job. So what I've had an opportunity to bring is that constant curiosity of what we can do better, where we're growing, how we can grow better, and frankly, if we look out, you know, where are the answers to those questions, not just today, but where are the answers to those questions in a year or longer? And the other thing that really appealed to me about this business is that it did have sustainability. And most importantly, it's focused on a very critical and important role, which is getting health insurance in the hands of employees in small company. And that's been our purpose. That's our focus. And we've had a lot of opportunity and have taken advantage of it and have grown the company very significantly.
You must have received your second education or bachelor's or master's with all the companies you work with and being a CPA by finding out so much about what went on within a company. Would you agree with that?
Oh, absolutely. If you're not asking questions, right, then you're really missing the opportunity to learn. I'm the type of person that the more I learn, the more questions I have that I want to understand a little deeper. So, yes, I am a good student, as I told Bernie back when I interviewed with him in a quick study. And that's, I think, really just born of a pretty voracious curiosity to what if and understand what works and what doesn't.
Well, let's talk more about Benefit Mall. I understand your tagline is Next Generation Broker Services. How are you outperforming other benefits technology providers?
We are the largest general agency for health benefits, and we work with brokers that serve small businesses. The answer for brokers who are serving larger businesses in terms of the approach to helping model and identify the right type of coverage for a group, as well as then getting it in place, getting people enrolled, etc., is a lot different in a small group than it is for a very large organization that has an HR department. And between us and the broker, and in many cases, we are that HR department for a 20-employee company. Because of the early and significant start that soon after I started, we raised $40 million and closed on that at the end of January of 2000. Immediately started investing in the ability to roll out the little bit of technology that the seed of this company had. It was just a single state general agency in California, and they had software that enabled a broker to put the information and the census of a group in one time, push a button, and then it would give side-by-side quotes of all the major carriers in that marketplace and also descriptions of what the coverage meant. It doesn't sound all that fancy today in the day we world live in today, but it was unique. It was the one. And it was early days. In fact, I think they'd only just recently stopped delivering it via disk. So now it was being accessed via the internet. And we expanded that all across the country. That size and scope and scale that we have, as well as an innate throughout the organization culture of service and growth, we've made sure that we've developed tools, services, and technology that are specific to the market that we serve in, not trying to repurpose something else. So because there isn't anybody else that has these things, we've had to kind of build them from scratch. That's a good thing, right? I mean, in terms of competitively, but you also don't have any models to draw from. And clearly, we've skinned our knees a few times, but we recover well and strongly, and it makes the end result even better. The ability for a broker to be able to walk through with his client in an interactive tool that both of them can look at and go through a what-if scenario, help run different ways of looking at it, considering it also has an educational feature of it. It helps them understand the different types of coverage, what that means. And so as a result, the two of them can make a decision through this process. And once that decision is made, it produces the opportunity for him to then sign the application and then automatically produces links that go to all of the employees so they can do an online enrollment and all of that is being tracked. So it follows through until all of that enrollment is collected. We ensure that everything is completely scrubbed and clean. We get it to the carrier, and we get it issued by the carrier and get all that information back to them. That kind of seamless experience is born of our working with brokers in the real world all of that time, and also thinking about where we're going, right? As well as how the small business thinks, and that's of course evolving in terms of their use of technology and these kind of things. Our ability that started a long time ago to build very relevant technology, but wrap it in service that we're very well known for, is unique. There are a number of technology players that try to come in here and into this marketplace, and oftentimes it's a repurposed technology that they're trying to go to a smaller group with, and you know it's just not as intuitive and easy and simple, you know, as it needs to be, for instance. And there are, you know, numerous, countless general agencies that really don't have any technology or very, very little. You know, we're increasingly moving into a world where that's incredibly important. In fact, with COVID, we were able to move 1,200 employees out of harm's way within a week because we had already gone paperless. We had developed the portals that brokers access all of our tools with that are secure. They can submit information. They don't have to come drop it off. I would hazard to bet that there's, other than maybe one or two large regional general agencies that have technology specific to their regions, there wasn't another one that was able to accomplish that. And frankly, we've still grown through COVID.
We're speaking with Scott Kirksey. Scott is CEO of Benefit Mall, and their website is benefitmall.com. Well, one of the things that I understand about Benefit Mall is your technology is wrapped in service. As I was listening to you, you've gone from basically a health insurance agency to a technology company to make sure everything is seamless. So talk about how service ties in with your technology.
Well, as I said earlier, a small business is, this is a decision they make, you know, once a year, and have to guide their employees through once a year or when they hire somebody. And so they want to be able to use some technology that they can follow, it tracks, and et cetera. But they are not used, it's not something they use all the time. So as a result, you know, they're going to need some service to help them through it. And, you know, heaven forfend, there's a mistake made, you know, and they need some help getting it fixed. Either they've done something wrong or they forgot to, you know, adjust that somebody left, et cetera. Or I don't understand, you know, what's happening with this particular product. And so we help them understand how to use it and many times engage ourselves in helping resolve that claim issue or whatever else. Our service is kind of the face of Benefit Mall. And the reason it's so important, again, is because those brokers who serve the small group market, many, many of them don't have much of a back office. We are that back office in that regard. And we can help them be much more valuable. But it takes somebody that's there for them, responsive, that they know and trust, have confidence in. And that's what is so important about the people that we are. You know, one of our core values is to, you know, build trust at every interaction. That, I think, just typifies how our people think. And every day they're building that relationship deeper and deeper just because of how they approach what they do every day.
How does another website, healthcareexchange.com, tie in with what you're doing?
So in 2010, when the Affordable Care Act was passed, it created a huge amount of disruption in the marketplace, a lot of confusion, and a ton of questions. We developed this website specifically to address those and keep it current and fresh with, you know, insights that we're even today still learning. You know, there's always changes. Carriers, kind of the products that came out of affordable care were at first fairly rigidly defined, but within those parameters, carriers have continued to evolve and find ways to enhance the coverage, enhance the experience, but help, you know, keep costs down. And so, again, those are learning processes, and that is a source that is very heavily used throughout the industry for kind of industry general information, but also a lot of, you know, how do I's and what does this mean?
Well, how would the listeners get a hold of you or your business?
Reaching out through the website is clearly a way to do that. We've got, and there you'll see that we've got offices all across the country, certainly throughout Texas, and there'll be contacts there. And those folks will provide you in the sales organization will provide you with, you know, recommendations of brokers that based on a conversation with you, they'll be best suited. I assure you that, you know, they'll be quality experience that have your interest first and foremost in mind.
And the best way to do that is benefitwall.com. And on our website, we've also listed your phone number, too. So should anybody want to get a hold of the company, they could do it that way.
Absolutely.
Well, Scott, thank you very much for being a part of Playmakers Talk Show.
Well, Steve, I enjoyed it. Thank you. I just appreciate the opportunity to talk with you and share a little bit about Benefit Mall.
With what you've done as a CPA and working for all the businesses you've worked with and learning about all the companies, you are definitely a playmaker. Congratulations.
Thank you.
This has been a terrific show. As I mentioned, we just spoke with Scott Kirksey. Scott is CEO of Benefit Mall. Thank you for listening to us and joining us. Join us again at PlaymakersTalkShow.com where you can get all of our past episodes. That's PlaymakersTalkShow.com, and we'll be back with more Playmakers. See you then.
You've been listening to Playmakers Talk Show with Steve Klein. Join Steve again at PlaymakersTalkShow.com for more interviews with interesting and successful playmaking CEOs and executives.